All right, Jake McKenzie on the left, Izzy Sam on the right. Fire away.
Jake, you got to feel good being that bell cow, that game, what ultimately be the door ceiling drive. Got to feel good being that guy.
Yeah, like Coach Bo said, we kind of got challenged the last few weeks to get that inside run game going. And the O-lineman responded, two backs responded. But my linemen were bullying people all night, so I definitely got to give them the credit. I mean, I'm just running where they let me run, and they let me run all night, me and Sam and Bronson, all three of us. So, but yeah, it definitely did feel good. I didn't really know what to do, but it was fun though.
On that final drive, the final carry when you made it into the end zone, kind of walk me through that from the time you got the ball. What was it that you saw? Because it looked like the hole was big enough for me to run through.
It was huge. I saw the hole and I just ran through it. I try not to think too much while I'm out there running. So it wasn't a whole lot. Like all night, the lineman opened the hole up huge for me. And it was nobody there, so I just kept running straight. So not much to it, I don't guess.
As much success as you guys have had the first 2 years and the early portion of this year, the one thing you hadn't done is beat Liberty. You guys as leaders, and either one of you, but you guys as kind of leaders and part of the player-led team thing, just talk about, you know, the plane ride back and the feeling in the locker room after. It had to be a huge lift. I mean, this is one hurdle you guys hadn't gotten over yet, and you got over it in the end pretty decisively.
Well, I mean, throughout the week, you just feel a different energy going through practice and everything, meetings. There's just a different energy there. I mean, every week we had energy for our opponent, but this one, you can just tell that people had it scheduled for a long time, this game. We felt like this year was definitely the year we could do it. And after the game, you can tell the excitement by the team and the coaches was just a different excitement from every other win that we've had. It was just a big one for us, but like our coach said earlier, it's just another game now at this point. We've gotten over that. We're just looking forward to the next one.
Andy, this defense is holding opponents to about 30% on third down, barely 30% on third down. Just talk about the importance of getting those teams off the field and how this defense is able to do that.
Well, credit to Coach Newberry first. We focus on third down a lot. We have a mentality where when it's third down, it's blood in the water. We're like sharks trying to get that blood. So when that third down comes, we're just doing whatever we can to make a play. And it's a big momentum down for us, too. And when we get on the field, we're pretty much just trying to get the ball back to the offense, and third down's the way to do it. So if we have a motor, we have a great motor the whole game. Our biggest motor is on third down. So, yeah, that's when we really focus.
When they went down the field like that and scored the first possession of the game and immediately up 7-0, they kind of threw it around, you know, ran it pretty successfully the first drive. Was it as much adjustments you guys made to basically slam the door on them until late in the third quarter, or was it more a matter of just kind of settling down and playing your game?
I think it was more of a matter of settling down because throughout the season, I guess we haven't really played in an atmosphere like that. They had a really big crowd, and they came out fast and ready to play. They're coming off a bye week, and I'm pretty sure they had that drive pretty scripted down, ready. And I'm not gonna say we didn't come prepared, but we didn't really adjust as that drive went on like we should have. But when we went to the sidelines, our coaches were prepared with plays for us to do and different checks to have when they come in certain formations, and it worked for pretty much the rest of that half throughout the game.
They ran an up-tempo offense. What does that do for your communication on defense? How difficult is it to prepare for that next play?
We have checks that we usually check to hurry up offenses, and I mean, it's not really difficult because we've worked with hurry up offenses before, and we weren't really expecting them to do the tempo that they had. But like I said, after that first drive, we were able to go to the sidelines and get with our coaches and adjust to it pretty well.
Jake, you had 111 yards on the ground. Just talk about how this running game has come together, and you as second year in that B-back position, your growth in that position and understanding of what you need to do to ground the ball.
Well, like I said, you know, Coach Bo, even before he wanted, you know, said he wanted a 100-yard rusher out of two back, he'd always challenged us and the linemen to get that inside running game going. We've been working on it for a long time. And personally, being in the position for that long, you start picking up on things and learning more things. And for me, really, it was just getting my fundamentals down the way that they needed to be. Because first year, and even the start of this year, you know, there were plays where they weren't as good as they needed to be. But I, you know, I worked really hard to try to get those down to where they need to be, so I can be successful, so the team can be successful as we can be. So it's really just we got challenged, and then we all worked on fundamentals, and it all came together, and it seems to help the team a lot.
Jake, what's it like being on that sideline, knowing that you're gashing them for runs, and knowing that it's there when you guys want it? What's the feeling like amongst the guys offensively?
Well, I mean, we're competent, obviously, but I mean, it's every time we get the ball, you know, we feel like we can go right down their throat and score, and that's a really good feeling. We hadn't always had that. I mean, in every game, especially with the inside run working like it was, but knowing that we can go inside and even get on the perimeter and just go up and down the field, it feels great. It's awesome to be able to go out on the field and be that confident, knowing that you can just drive right down the field.
There's probably two drives this year that you would call, at least in what we do, defining drives. And, of course, the winner against North Greenville and then the fourth quarter drive that put the game out of reach for you. As leader-type players, and, Jake, I guess this goes more to you, how vocal are you guys, you know, when you're – out there, when you're going out there for such an important possession in the game to, all right, let's go take this thing back and win the game?
So I'm not the most vocal guy, but so I know, like, Chandler, he gets pretty vocal. We got some linemen who'll say some stuff. I throw in something every now and then, but we do have guys who will, you know, speak up and say stuff like that, because we all know it, but, you know, doesn't hurt for somebody to say it and to get people who maybe don't know it to know it, you know. So, but we do have some guys who will you know, speak up and make sure that the attitude of the unit at that time is in the right place, you know.
So, what fired you guys up on the sideline more, Sump's catch or Chandler running over McGinty on the sideline?
I don't know. I got pretty excited for both, but. Chandler running over the linebacker was pretty huge.
Yeah, I think that should make ESPN too.
Well, with the defense looking from the sideline and the offense anticipating the play call, does it feel any different? Do you want to just stop and watch Sumter?
So, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he's just a play waiting to happen. And, as you saw this weekend, he does it almost every other week. So, absolutely, sometimes I want to just sit there and watch.
It was pretty funny because we can hear the fans behind us saying they're throwing it up to Sumter, and everybody in the crowd knows it's happening, it's coming. But, man, a guy like that is so tough to stop that you can just – everybody can know it's coming, but you still got to stop it. So it's always fun to watch.
As you got Gardner-Webb coming in here, very dynamic quarterback, what are you seeing on film? What's Kennesaw State's defense going to have to do to pick up the W?
Well, he's a great player. He's definitely the core of their offense, and we've seen him in the past two years, and he just continues to get better. But as a defense, we've really focused on this week of just playing with relentless effort and really executing better than we have, because we always, every game we went in, we played with great effort, but our execution hasn't always been there. And this week with a dynamic player like that, we've just really got to focus on our keys, and we've got to run to the ball, because there's going to be plays where he's going to make guys miss, but when you've got 11 halves running to the ball, if one guy misses, there's 10 more coming. So that's really what we're focused on, relentless effort with great execution this week.
Does it add a certain amount of need to stay disciplined? The fact, as Coach said, a lot of the plays he makes are plays that are busted plays to begin with, and it's stuff that he makes out of broken plays. So is there an added amount of discipline, stay at home, that kind of thing, to bottle him up?
There's definitely an added amount of discipline. especially from just our, as a group. We know what he's done to us in previous years, especially last year. Their offense had a lot of yards on us. And we know we won the game last year, but as a defense, we didn't feel like we won that game. We felt like we let our offense down. So there's definitely an added amount of discipline and just focus going into this week. We feel like we have something to improve.
Hey, Jake, circle back for me. You said earlier, being now that you're in the position of two back for that long, you started picking up some things. Can you be a little bit more specific? What are the things that you're picking up now that you may not have originally?
I think a big thing is knowing where my second level help's coming from, such as the tackles blocking the linebacker from this way, knowing which way to cut off of him, if you get to the second level. And I think a lot of it is just me just finally calming down and being a running back, not being so tight if I have the ball. I know what to do. I know where to run. I just got to do it, not worry about, messing up, making the wrong cut, making the wrong step. And that's where having your fundamentals in the right place, you don't have to worry about it. You can just go and play. And I feel like I've improved on that. Now I'm obviously not where I need to be, but I feel like I've improved on it enough where I can just worry about being a ball carrier when I do have the ball.
Anything else? All right, fellas, thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.